This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Up to 4,000 workers in New York City could lose their jobs at any moment because of the vaccine mandate in the Big Apple. New York City Mayor, Democrat Eric Adams.
Responsibility is clear. We said it. If you hire and you get this job, you have to be vaccinated. If you are not following the rules, you are making that decision. You're making the decision.
The top Republican on the House Judiciary Committee, Representative Jim Jordan from Ohio, said Sunday that a bombshell new federal filing proves President Trump's claim he was being illegally spied on and the Russian collusion tale is a hoax. The Durham investigation named three people inside the Hillary Clinton campaign as the masterminds, including current National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. Representative Michael Turner said that Durham's investigation uncovered a whole new level of corruption and it's of grave concern. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The U.S.-Canada border bridge that's been shuttered for days between Windsor, Ontario and Detroit, Michigan reopened Sunday night after police cleared protesters who had been demonstrating against COVID-19 restrictions. By 10 p.m. local time, the Ambassador Bridge was fully open, allowing the free flow of commerce between Canada and the United States. The truckers were protesting the Canadian vaccine mandate, with only a few arrests reported. The Los Angeles Police Department declared an unlawful assembly Sunday night after violent and destructive Los Angeles Rams fans wreaked havoc on downtown streets following the team's Super Bowl victory over the Cincinnati Bengals 23-20. One television station reported it went from excusable to non-excusable behavior quickly. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As the vaccine mandate in New York takes effect, Casey McFadden, a Brooklyn substitute teacher, comes out of retirement to help teach and then is fired for not being vaccinated. She was on Fox News with a message for Mayor Eric Adams.
Well, good morning to everyone. My message is, in terms of the vaccine, one size doesn't fit all. Some people do have side effects to this. But most importantly, bring back the option of weekly COVID testing for all. So that way you ensure that anybody enters your facilities, your restaurants, gyms, they're COVID-free. So it would bring back the option of weekly COVID testing for all, unify the city, and it will bring in more revenue. To be honest with you, I think the city of New York is not moving in a very wise direction, and they're treading on really some deep waters because it deals with people's civil liberties. And just like the people who are advocating for abortions, they're saying their body, their choice. So again, to unify the city, Bring back that option of weekly COVID testing. And I think it should be for all. Do it randomly for, again, people who are vaccinated, unfortunately.
The Rams beat the Bengals in the Super Bowl 23-20. I'm Lance Pryor. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We have so much to worry and be concerned about here in America. There are world issues and issues that, I'll tell you, if there was ever a time, if you pray, that your prayer should be focused on, it is now regarding Ukraine. With us right now is Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller, the founder and proprietor of American Faith as well. Pastor Phil, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing very good, Bill. Just had a great weekend celebrating 10 years of a church start that you were a part of and supported us, prayed for us. So thank you for all you've done over the years for us.
Well, as we talked about last week, Phil, it's amazing. You know, 10 years, I cannot believe it has been that way, but this has been, a church ordained by God, bathed in prayer. You have been, consistent. In fact, I was just bragging on you with Craig Huey and talking about how many churches fell victim and buckled their knee to this totalitarian government and really added to the fear. And the lessening and the abandonment of our God-given freedoms with mask and COVID fear and all this. And you were consistent from day one, and you've been a light to the community and to other churches, not only in California, but around the world that have seen, the courage that because courage comes from God. And you and Tammy, the leadership, has been, have been consistent that way and looking to God and making sure whatever you were doing was consistent with His will, for your church and that His kingdom would be manifest, right?
Yeah. And, it has paid big dividends in every way, courage builds upon itself, and when you take when you make a courageous step in one direction, it gives you courage in three or four others. Mm-hmm. And I was just speaking with a pastor the other day and said how much he regretted and how much his church has suffered for not opening up through that mandate. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes we don't know the consequences, of our actions until we look back. And we can all learn. Mm-hmm. We all learn from mistakes, but we do tend to repeat things. So sometimes these things are, you might have regret, but you don't really repent from it. So
exactly.
It really has been interesting. Let me tell you the good news, Bill, that over the 10 years, when I look back at pictures, I don't think you and I look any different.
we
looked old and worn out 10 years ago, Bill.
we're still looking worn out.
How's that?
Oh, thank you very much. You just made my day. Happy Valentine's Day to you, by the way.
Hey, maybe I'm looking for a card from you, let me tell you.
Well, Well, I know you have a better source, but hey, I'm telling you, that's hysterical. But you know, the other thing too, when you look back in the history of the church, you believe in prayer, you believe in miracles, and I mean the miracles that happened in the church, in your church specifically. I mean, I'll tell you, if that isn't convincing in and of itself that God is alive and well and is looking for all our goods, I don't know what else it takes, Phil.
Well, you know, and that's the thing that makes the Bible so unique is, number one, fulfilled prophecy, that you can actually track historically what prophets predicted, and you can see it fulfilled. Mm-hmm. I think the second thing is the supernatural. You know, when Leonard Ravenhill, that great preacher from England, said when the church ceases to be supernatural, it becomes superficial.
Wow.
And so if it becomes just an intellectual accumulation of facts, trying to live by an ethic, then we miss out on the big picture, because it is a supernatural book beginning from Genesis 1, and it just keeps rolling with, let me show you what God can do. Right. And I really believe that a lot of people, and I don't think it's really their fault, the average Christian, I think it really goes back to leadership. If leadership doesn't believe in miracles, mm-hmm. and doesn't pursue them, you know, we don't see them. You know, right. we kind of, you know, some of our life becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, you know, of living out what we, you know, don't believe or do believe for the kingdom of God. I opened a story with yesterday, because I'm on Joshua 6, preaching through the book of Joshua, and that's about Jericho. And I opened with a story, a man named John in our church. He went to the dentist. He detected cancer cells on his skin, sent him to the doctor, went to City of Hope. They said, John, quit your job. You've got 2 months to live. Love your kids. Love your wife. And John, of course, was devastated. God gave him a revelation of marching around Jericho. Told the doctor, he said, look, before I start treatment, I'm praying that half the cells are gone, and they're half the size they were. And the doctor laughed at him, mm-hmm. said, well, John, that's nice. And anyway, when he went in to get the test before it, the doctor said, well, half the cells are gone, and they're half the size. I said, well, I know. Well, what happened? He said, well, I was praying like Joshua around Jericho, that they would reduce in size.
Yes.
And anyway, they were called warrior cells, and they circle actually the cancer cells. And it's not a phenomenon in him. What the phenomenon was, it actually worked before treatment, and it actually reduced, cut the number in half. Mm. And he's actually written up in a medical journal because of such a miraculous thing. And he is well and living with us today, and just a demonstration of God's power.
Once again, we are limited, humanly speaking. And going back to what you said earlier, Phil, about superficial versus supernatural, I often find that in the realm of the superficial, you find people apologizing and feeling regret. Whereas in the supernatural, you're not in that realm. I mean, you're trusting God. You're seeing God being manifest, whether it's in the reduction of cancer cells, people who could not see now seeing, people who could not hear hearing, and wars that were on the brink not happening, but for the hand of God, because we believe in the supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And you know, and here's the thing. I would rather believe God for everything and get something than believe God for nothing and get nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How's that for practice?
I love that because the other deal too, Phil, is that, again, you know, it's kind of like Danny Gokey's song. Sometimes we haven't seen it yet. You know, we just haven't seen it. That God is there and he's aware. We just haven't seen it. We may not be able, and it may not come out the way that we wanted. How many stories have you heard in the supernatural that through our human eyes we saw it in one way, but then years later we see it and we go, oh God, there's your plan. I mean, even for you and Tammy, when you started the church and how it came about, you thought, well, here's the way you thought maybe it should be, but then God put his super upon your natural, and now look what happens 10 years later.
Amen.
Is that cool? I love this.
Good word. I like it.
I love what God wants for us, what He does for us, and what is available. And that's His super on our natural. Are you ready for that, ladies and gentlemen? Put on your seatbelts and your crash helmets, because we're going to have a lot more fun here, I got to tell you. We've got more from Phil Hotzenpiller after this. Stay with us, just about 15 after the top of the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day on this Valentine's Day 2022. Hey, the Rams won. I guess there's peace in Southern California. Now all the homeless people can move back and hang out around SoFi and areas that they've been kicked out of. Garcetti is still not wearing his mask. Phil, all I got to say, he's got aqua lungs because he's held his breath longer than anybody I've ever known. He's a miracle. He's probably in the Guinness Book of World Records, I think.
Well, you know, the nice thing is he was spotted again without a mask on.
That's
so he continues to practice that duplicity that we've grown to love from our California politicians. I think all the extra money that was, you know, and the win, Garcetti's going to credit to the lockdown. It's got to be that. It couldn't be anything else. It couldn't be skill.
Yeah.
So, we're another wonderful day in the best state in the union, except for the politics. How's that?
Yeah. Right. That's it. Exactly. And 90%, I was told, 90% of the people there at SoFi didn't wear a mask. Even though they were all given masks, and masks, you know, gets in the way. I have to drink my beer and have a hot dog, and I can't do both, so or all three things. So, you know, life went on, and, you know, the ticket for all that they were paying for ticket prices there, you know, masks, they're not going to, you know, they don't need a mask, you know, even though a mask was included, I guess, as a bonus. And the TV commercials, you know, 7 million, Phil, 7 million for 30 seconds of TV time.
Well, you know, that's one of the reasons why we only did a couple of ads for American Faith. We were running a little tight on our budget, and that's what you – if you saw them, they were really quick. We did the millisecond because we couldn't afford full 30, and they basically passed on screen. But on another subject, what about the truckers?
Exactly.
And what's happening here with Rand Paul encourages the truckers to come to America, clog up the cities. And he says he's all for it, while the, you know, at the same time, the Department of Homeland Security is trying to figure out what are we going to do if they show up. And I love just the thought that one of our politicians is saying we need truckers.
Exactly.
To plug up our city. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I'm for that because this is all a manifestation against the draconian activities of a government state. And we've got to push back. I mean, look what's going on, you know, there in Canada. I mean, our brothers up north are giving us an example of, I mean, of all people, they're giving us an example of what liberty is all about and that it isn't free. You have to fight for it. And my understanding, Phil, is that we have two regiments of truckers, one from the northern part of California, another from the southern part, that are heading east and are going to meet in D.C.,
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've heard of that.
That's what I'm reading as well.
Yes.
And I think this is the great thing. I mean, Rand Paul made it really, and he's really come on strong in this season. I really want to commend the guy, even though sometimes he aggravates me. But I really want to commend him because, you know, he said this is all about our, you know, time-honored tradition of civil disobedience in our country.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And when it's peaceful. And it makes a point. It's American, you know. Mm-hmm. It's unlike other protests that we've seen over the last year and a half, where they haven't been peaceful. They weren't making a point, and there was an agenda that was other than an American agenda.
Well, CNN said they were mostly peaceful, so I guess we should believe them. I mean, and mostly peaceful is if you only do up to $4 billion worth of damage. And you kill just over a dozen police officers, and you know you got hundreds of thousands of job loss and small businesses destroyed. I guess that's in that category of mostly peaceful. Thank God we have CNN to identify that, because otherwise we'd have just remained in our ignorance.
Well, you know these things happen. Thank God for CNN because it shows us what falsehood is. And we can just contrast it, you know, and there's kind of a basic rule in philosophy that you cannot see light unless you understand darkness.
Exactly.
And so the contrasts really do help us. Mm-hmm. And I mean that in all sincerity, mm-hmm. because you've got to measure something by something. And how do I know truth unless I know error? How do I know light unless I know darkness? Mm-hmm. And the Bible begins with, you know, God saying, let there be light, and light dissipated the darkness. And that's what our calling is. Is our calling is to bring light and truth to our world that we might dissipate and reveal and uncover darkness in our world.
And that's what it is, Phil. I'm so glad you brought that out because this is what America is living in all this fear and how darkness has overtaken this country. And, I mean, I was just talking to two gals. I don't know if I mentioned this to you. Two gals that are 2.5 years removed from Venezuela. And they're here, and they're on a circuit warning people, going, this is exactly what happened. This is how the creep came in. And I'm talking about the slow creep of socialism and communism, how it came to their country. And they're seeing, they're going, oh, my gosh, it's following us. We just left it. You know, and how, you know, the things, take away their guns, pack the courts, open up the borders, let the demography of the country of Venezuela be changed. I mean, the same thing that's happened in California in a short period of time. I mean, you know, that's a clear example of things to come if the border continues to be open. California is not the same as when we grew up. The demography of California has totally changed. And so it is the dream and vision of the Democrats and the Democratic Party. And I will say all of them, because they're all part and parcel of this, not just the left. They want to change the demography of the United States of America. And the demography of, and that kind of change will not sustain the Constitution of the United States and our Declaration of Independence.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, we had a really strong service yesterday, and Sean Foyt led worship.
Oh, wow.
And, of course, you know, he's been in 130 cities in the last 12 months. And he had a great moment where he said, there's still gold in California, and we haven't left, and the church is not going to leave, and we're not going to submit. And, you know, man, I tell you what, it was like a rally for us, man. People went crazy, and that's how I believe. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've seen a lot of wonderful people leave California, but I'm not leaving. And it just makes me more resolved to see what God can do and a great move of God here. You know, a lot of people don't know it, but before the Jesus movement began, Chuck Smith said, number one, the hippies can't be reached. We're not even going to try. And he was 3 weeks from closing down Calvary Chapel.
Wow.
Okay? It was just such an utter failure. Then a crazy hippie showed up named Lonnie Frisbee, and revival broke out, and that launched the Jesus movement.
Mm-hmm.
And when Chuck was done with him, you know, didn't have any more use for him, he went over to Vineyard, and it birthed the whole Vineyard movement. And you see how in just one moment, revival can happen and a movement of God can take place. That's why I tell people, don't think about politics in terms of political cycles. Think about hand of God, what God can do in a short amount of time.
Well, and it's interesting. I'm reading a book from Jason Riley right now, and it exactly parallels that point. Is that, you know, here you get these political decisions, like he cites Barack Obama, and you would think, Barack Obama, first black president, all these great things should happen with the black people. It didn't. More happened under Donald Trump. Now, this is Jason Riley. He's not necessarily a conservative, but I find him to be more objective than most, you know, liberal journalists, that he will study the facts, and he realizes, and he has an interesting premise in his book, The Black Boom, that states that, you know, people get, just to your point, they get confused by politics, and what you expect to happen in politics, it's almost the exact opposite, because it becomes more politically motivated, because more about those that are interested more in being served than serving.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that, huh?
Yeah.
I think Jesus said that.
How many people would have predicted that George Washington would have led and won American Revolution? Nobody.
Oh, nobody. Yeah, exactly. Here you are fighting the number one military force on the planet, with guys that you can barely know how to handle a pitchfork. It's amazing, but for the hand of God. And then we see the hand of God in Israel with the Six-Day War, too. Bill Hotzenpiller, thank you, buddy. God bless.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Try rubbing some shaving cream on.
Tyler's cleaning crew knows every housekeeping trick in the book.
Handling timesheets now.
But they need a proper bookkeeper to keep finances tidy.
New equipment is a business expense, right?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
And now an important message from Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that non-contact thermometers are not accurate. They also have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise, and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Switch to Exergen because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Up to 4,000 workers in New York City could lose their jobs at any moment because of the vaccine mandate in the Big Apple. New York City Mayor, Democrat Eric Adams.
Responsibility is clear. We said it. If you hire and you get this job, you have to be vaccinated. If you are not following the rules, you are making that decision. You're making the decision.
The top Republican on the House Judiciary Committee, Representative Jim Jordan from Ohio, said Sunday that a bombshell new federal filing proves President Trump's claim he was being illegally spied on and the Russian collusion tale is a hoax. The Durham investigation named three people inside the Hillary Clinton campaign as the masterminds, including current National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. Representative Michael Turner said that Durham's investigation uncovered a whole new level of corruption and it's of grave concern. USA Radio News.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, the internet can provide great resources and socially engaging opportunities for kids, but parents have to stay aware because there are safety and security pitfalls as well. Joining us is parenting expert Joyce Brewer, who is teaming up with Aura, a provider of digital safety tools, and Circle, a parental controls platform to share ways parents can make the internet safer for the entire family. Joyce, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much, Bill. Good to have you. Good to see you.
Yes, exactly. Even over the radio, it's always good to see one another because, let me tell you, you look marvelous, by the way.
You are
absolutely marvelous. And as a mom who have kids online, tell us what your concerns are.
Well, it's a lot to manage. I have an 11-year-old son. He's doing his sixth grade year at an online academy. He's very much into gaming with his friends. He's texting with his friends. I mean, he has a huge digital platform, you know, even as an 11-year-old. And as a parenting blogger, I'm online all day talking to parents about their concerns. And when it comes to their kids' safety, this topic is one of the number ones.
Well, how do you personally try and keep him safe as he spends more and more time on these devices, especially in these years of COVID?
Exactly. He's online a lot, and so many kids are, because they're learning and they're gaming. And it seems like at one point our kids are playing on our phones, you know, a few games that are innocent. Then they have their own devices. It is a lot to manage. There's always a new app. There's always a new trend, and we have to get control of it. So that's why I was so happy to team up with Circle and Aura and give parents the tools that they need.
Well, I'll tell you, parents need help like they've never needed before. I'm sure you would agree here, Joyce, because the options that the kids have and how they've become so addicted to this online experience and this environment, and it's tough sometimes when parents just say, hey, can we just have a moment? You know, let's put the stuff down and can we talk, right?
But then we have to model that good behavior for our kids, too. We have to put our devices down. So that's why I was so happy to work with Circle. They're the creators of the number one parental control and screen time management solution. And it's for families. You know, we have to talk to our kids about this topic. The great thing about Circle is that it has some really cool features that parents want to tackle those topics we were just talking about. For instance, your kids are online. They may be on TikTok, but you want them to go put out the trash. You want them to clean their room and they're not listening. Well, with the Circle app, you can pause the internet on your kids' devices and get them back on task.
You've got the power, huh?
Exactly. You have the power right in your hands, right with that app. And then if your kids are having a great week, let's say they've gotten great grades, they haven't fought with their siblings, they're, you know, doing all their chores, you can reward them with more screen time as well as pushing back their bedtime. And then when it comes to focusing on their homework or doing their online tasks like my son is doing, with the Circle app, you can control what other sites that they're on when they're supposed to be doing their homework so that they can really focus and hone in on what they're supposed to be doing.
Joyce, help me understand. So when they're online, I mean, you have control features with Circle so that they can, so you restrict where they go and also when it's time to turn things off, right? I mean, is it automatically turn off because that's what's built into the algorithm, or is it just a notice that it's time to move on to the next task?
What's great is you can set it up for each individual member of your family. Everyone has their own profile. You connect their devices. So if you have different kids at different age levels, different kids doing different things, you can set it up that your teen can go to certain sites. But your younger kids, you probably may not want them to go to those sites.
And then the husband unit says, hey, that's supposed to be for the kids, not for me, right? I do take out the trash.
Exactly. But that's what the control's in your hand.
Exactly. Well, this is terrific. Well, we're talking with Joyce Brewer and just this incredible technology. Don't you love how technology is developing here to help parents and really to help kids? I mean, because the bottom line, what helps parents help kids? What helps kids help parents, right?
Exactly. I mean, it's the same way we have security systems around our house to stay protected. These Circle and Aura, these apps and these applications are designed to help us protect our family.
Joyce, are parents too casual about the dangers that are around their homes and how easily the front door, you know, through the internet can be so wide open to danger to their kids? Do they understand how severe and how pernicious it is?
These conversations in a lot of the Facebook groups and parenting groups that I am in, a lot of parents are looking for solutions because they know it's a lot to manage because our kids have their own devices. I mean, it's not like they're just on a phone. They're using a phone. They're using a tablet. They're using their desktops and their laptops for all of these things. So it is so much to manage, and I think Circle and Aura are really great solutions for families that are feeling overwhelmed and don't know where to go.
What else are the parents saying that are involved with Circle and Aura? I mean, what kind of testimonies are you hearing from them?
Well, Circle has won awards for, you know, the parental controls that they have and just being able to individualize what your family has access to. Like I mentioned, if you have a teenager, yeah, maybe you want your teenager to be on TikTok or it doesn't bother you or it's not an issue, but you probably don't want your four-year-old on TikTok.
Right.
So, you know, just having that ability to customize and, you know, create profiles for each member of your family and to bring your kids along on that journey, because if they're doing a great job, you can reward them with more screen time.
Mm-hmm. How easy and functional is the software?
Well, both both of these softwares and applications are very, very easy to use. I mean, I even walked through the Circle app with our son this week and showed him, hey, we're going to connect your phone to this. I'm going to, you know, limit what sites you can go to. And it, a lot of it is already customizable because you can set it up as a kid, a teen, or as an adult, and that is so useful. But then you can also customize it for what it works for your family.
So how did it go? And now you're bringing in order into the household and on his phone. You've taken him out of the Wild West and said, okay, now we're gonna bring you back to society here. How did that go?
He really didn't mind. I mean, and I think these are the conversations that we need to have with our kids. I mean, it's the same way we tell them why they need to eat their vegetables to stay healthy. Mm-hmm. Hey, these are sites that we don't want you to go on because there's content that you're not prepared for.
Well, you know, and the reason I ask you that, Joyce, is that some parents would say, oh, my goodness, I'm not looking forward to this battle. I got enough battles with Junior. Now you're giving me another battle to do. But I guess what you're saying is that they might be surprised, because this is a thing that psychologists tell us over and over again, is that kids want structure. They may not tell you that way, but you'd be surprised how once it's in place, how, you know, the change that it makes, you know, in terms of their attitude in that, right?
No doubt. And I think these are ongoing conversations that we have with our kids. I mean, there's conversations we had when we first got our son his iPhone, and then once he started gaming and he was on applications like Discord, we had to have more conversations about, hey, you may think that you're just talking to this person and, oh, they're my friend because they're online, but that's definitely, you know, not the case. Kids don't know who they're talking to. They think everyone is their friend online, and that's
exactly
absolutely not true.
Well, we're talking with Joyce Brewer, a parenting expert, MommyTalkShow.com creator. Any other warnings that we should be aware of, Joyce, as we wrap things up? We've got about a minute left here.
Yeah, we definitely need to talk about digital security risks. That's when you're vulnerable. That's when your kids might click on a link and think that it's something simple, but those hackers and scammers are out there. They want your personal information. They want to get into your networks, your bank accounts, your finances. So that's where Aura comes into play. Aura is a digital safety platform, and it's really important to talk to your kids about talking to strangers, going on sites that they're not familiar with, and that's where Aura is there for you.
Joyce, this is great stuff. Thank you so much for sharing this with our audience. Joyce Brewer is an Emmy Award-winning TV journalist, Atlanta mom blogger, and parenting talk show host. Where can the good folks go for more information?
We have some really important links. You could go to meetcircle.com to learn more ways to protect your kids, and also go to aura.com to tackle digital safety for your whole family.
Joyce, thank you so much for helping us save our kids. We so appreciate you. Take care. Have a great day.
Take care, Bill.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.375%. Yes, 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Never have, never will. He's still the same, isn't he? God Almighty. Thank you, Lord. Hey, good to have you with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have my good friend Adam Holtz from PluggedIn.com, focused on the family's media service to all people of faith and families that want to be in the flow of the know before they go and they spend their money recklessly, that they will have an idea of what they're in for, whether it's a movie or a game, any kind of form of entertainment. Adam, appreciate the time, buddy. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing this morning, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. We made it through the Super Bowl.
Yep.
You know, I guess if you spend $7,000 a ticket, who cares about any stinking mess, right?
Right.
So, I mean, this is really a teaching lesson for our kids, for anybody. And I want to be respectful. Look, I understand how people have been affected by this fear factor of masks and vaccinations and COVID and all that. But, you know, it's, we've got to come back to a point of reason and sensibility.
Yeah.
What this government has done to we the people is, I'm not even sure the right word without having to say something I might regret later on, but it's disgusting in every form and context, that they didn't enact policies that were going to serve the people and help the people. They really did so in a way that deprived people of their God-given freedoms.
Oh, that's right.
Their freedom to go to church, their freedom to go and, you know, and enjoy family and friends and all this stuff, and that you had to look over your shoulder, and then the outcome of it all was that you're not doing what I'm doing, you know, so you must be less than, you must be an agent of harm, you know, for me and my family, and if you're that way, then I have to think less of you.
Right.
And now all of a sudden, all these things that you and I have been talking about for 2.5 years, Adam, these common sense things, we were right at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And you know, and all these draconian ideas that came at us by these politicians, as some are saying now, you know, follow the science. Well, yeah, it was follow the science, follow the political science, not the real science.
Right.
Because what Dr. Fauci and others sadly delivered to the people did us more harm than good at the end of the day, in my humble opinion.
Well, and you've got people who, you know, my question would be follow which science or follow which science which day? Because, mm-hmm. you know, you could do a pretty interesting graph just on how the truth, in quote marks, changed from day to day, from week to week. And anybody who didn't subscribe to the official truth, you know, they were just doing, you know, witch doctor stuff. Whereas there's all kinds of science that isn't a part of the mainstream American information project mm-hmm. that seems to have been pretty solid from the get-go, but was demonized harshly. And so, yeah, I mean, again, I would say follow which science and who gets to decide. And I think that's where we're at in the internet days is just, mm-hmm. you know, this idea of truth. Lots of people want to claim that they are the fair and official arbiter of what truth is and isn't, mm. and they're not. And I think, thankfully, we stand on a foundation of firmness in our faith and in Christ that even if on a given day I'm not sure what the scientific truth is or isn't, mm. I rest securely and confidently in what we know that our Savior has already done for us. And I think,
exactly.
I think that you and I have talked how I think that has, I think, provided an ability for Christians in particular to not lose their minds over this stuff. Mm-hmm. Because as important as it is, and I don't want to minimize anybody's struggle or, you know, loss that they have had, but as important as it is, it's not of ultimate importance. And the kingdom of God is what is of ultimate importance. And hey, can I tell you one story real quick related
yeah.
to this that
yeah,
kind
please.
Of blew my mind?
Yes.
My mother, who's almost 70, had to go in for emergency surgery on Saturday morning, and she's fine.
Oh,
she's been dismissed from the hospital. But she said because she hadn't had a COVID test, if you haven't had a COVID test, and you know, usually when you go to the ER, you don't take a COVID test 5 minutes before you go to the ER.
Right.
She was admitted as presumably COVID positive. They had to have protective gear on whenever they were around her.
Mm.
My dad, for the 5 minutes they let him in, had to have protective stuff on. And then they decided, no, we're going to presume you're COVID positive too. But my mom said she was treated as a COVID hospital admission, mm. even though she doesn't have COVID. And so basically it just, you know, it was a data point on this whole thing of, yeah, if you go to the hospital for something else and you can't prove you don't have COVID, they presume that you do and you're counted as COVID positive and you're counted as a COVID hospital admission when it has nothing to do with anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was pretty breathtaking.
But it has everything to do with the Treasury.
Well, because, that's exactly right.
Because yeah. they're rewarded more. I think it's $39,000 a patient.
Yep.
For a COVID, as opposed to just a regular visit. I mean, boy, I mean,
yeah,
if you go in an emergency care, I think the minimum bill is about $1,500. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Now you go in your COVID. Now you're $39,000. Guess what, man? You get room service. You know, they take care of you.
Right. Anyway, I just thought the manipulation of data and numbers and all the stuff we hear on the news, it all comes with a big asterisk.
Of course
you know?
It does. But no, they're gonna get rid of that asterisk. And the sad thing about it is we will have another pandemic down the road, and they're going to look back on what happened in the last years in 2020 with this pandemic, and they're going to reference this. And yeah. this data, they're going to say, is empirical. Which is not so, certainly, and I'll tell you what, they will bury that Johns Hopkins report that came out last week and said that in locking down everything, the net effect was 0.2%.
Yeah. No, it didn't. It didn't do anything.
So for all that we went through, and the thing is, and the fear, and I think of these poor kids,
yeah,
how they've been impacted, this is going to take a while for them, not to mention just our neighbors, to be able to, you know, be able to say, okay, well, you know, everybody says, well, we need to get back to normal. I don't know if that's even possible because of the way people have conditioned in their own mind, you know, boy, I'm going to hate my neighbor forever because he was never vaccinated and he put me at risk. And if he'd have gotten vaccinated, we'd have been on the other side of this thing a lot sooner. That's their thinking.
Right. Right. Which, okay, maybe. I mean, it's made me agnostic about everything because where did the data come from? Who's interpreting it? And what's their bias in interpreting it? You know?
And you have natural immunity. Your family has natural immunity.
Right.
And they're
people in my family have had it, and I didn't get it, you know?
Right.
So.
Well, and they've told us, and chances, quite possibly, is you could have gotten it along the way and not even noticed it.
Exactly.
Because you were asymptomatic, unless you run some tests and find out, wow, your T-cell immunity is showing up. It's rather robust, because if you remember early on, Dr. Fauci poo-pooed natural immunity. He said, it's maybe only good for about 2 to 4 months.
Right.
Well, the latest study says it can last for as long as 20 months. Now, personally, I can tell you it's almost been a year for me. I just had tests now 3 weeks ago. And my doctor told me your T cells are very strong. They're as robust as ever. Your immune system is very hardy as a result of you being exposed to COVID. So whatever you do, he said, whatever you do, do not take the vaccine. That's what he told me. That's my doctor.
Yeah. So there you go.
So, you know, but again, we've got to get on the other side of this. And I was encouraged when I saw these little kids in Israel when the teacher told them, masks are off, masks no longer. The kids were cheering, running around the classroom. It was sensational. And my thought was, what about America? What about America's kids? And I think there's now a school system or something in America where they've captured some video of them as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, I want the kids to enjoy and I mean, here they are, the least effective. The science says they're the least effective, and we are putting upon them the most draconian of restrictions on the least impacted by this COVID. It's absurd, you know, how all these smart people have lost their minds and and have done this for what? You know, for what end purpose? For political control.
That's the purpose.
It's sad to think that that would be the case. Well, at PluggedIn.com, you've got some movie reviews. J-Lo and Owen Wilson with Marry Me.
Yep.
What do you say?
Probably not. Mm-hmm. It's a movie that has some sweet moments, but it's got a lot of sexual content. And so if you're wanting a Hallmark movie, this one ain't it, so you can probably take a pass on that. The other two big ones this weekend were Death on the Nile, which also has more sensual content than you would expect if you have read the famous Agatha Christie book that it is based on, but it's probably closer to doable. And then Blacklight, of course, we have Liam Neeson, who's now 69, but somehow is still a credible action hero, you know, using a certain set of skills. You know, since he made Taken in 2008, he's made the same movie about 30 times. It's almost a genre into itself now.
Exactly right.
So if you've seen the trailer, if you've seen any of those movies, you know what to expect. You've got violence and profanity, and you got this old guy who isn't taking any guff off anybody, which, you know, for some of us might be a little bit cathartic.
Yeah, exactly. PluggedIn.com, that's where you want to go. He's the director of said media outlet. Thank you, Adam. Take care, buddy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.